Welcome to the Fearless Women Podcast. We're inspiring conversations for the unafraid. I'm Janice McDonald, founder of the Beacon Agency, author, and global champion for women. Why am I making this show? Because I want to share the inspiring stories of women leaders in business, arts and culture, politics, and more with all of you. Hear how they've chosen to go forward and be bold and make the world a better place, even when it wasn't easy to do. Subscribe now wherever you find podcasts. Hey, everybody, it's Janice McDonald. Welcome to the Fearless Women Podcast. I've got a super exciting special edition today, and this is in celebration of my new book that is now available called Fearless, Girls with Dreams, Women with Vision. These are inspiring stories from Canada and beyond. And what I'd like to do today is share a couple of the inspiring stories with you, give you a sneak peek into this amazing book. It is filled with over 80 women's stories, true stories. They're celebrating the fearless girl within all of us. And it's really fun when you look at how it's been grouped. How I approach this is a different sort of a section or chapter for each of the different stories around a theme. So we open with dare, then there's connect, grow, shine, venture, persist, bloom, lead, serve, and finally dream. It's a really exciting day and time to have this beautiful book out on the shelves. You can find it at Costco right across the country, in Canada, in the US at Barnes and Noble, of course at Amazon. You can find it in Canada Chapters at any of your favorite bookstores, of course, the independents, even Target has it. This book is everywhere. And so I want to share some of the insights, some of the stories, and some of the magic of why Fearless is having such a big impact. So to introduce the chapter of Grow, I talk about this idea that we never finish growing. And it begins with this amazing quote from Diane von Furstenberg, the beautiful designer. "I didn't know what I wanted to do, but I always knew the woman I wanted to be." I'll take you back to growing up with my sisters, and we loved to roam our neighborhood. We spent our free time outside with other kids on the street, and like many, we managed to keep ourselves busy with sort of the timeless outdoor adventures. You know, one day it could be capturing tadpoles from the ditch. We might be climbing trees or late night games of flashlight tag. We had this perennial game that was a favorite called Run Around the House. I don't know if anybody played this or remembered it, but basically somebody was designated it and everyone else had to kind of stealthily make it around three times without getting caught. I loved playing this game. I got covered in mud as I bolted around the corners safely to get to home base. I played that game for hours, summer after summer. You know, when I think back now, I wonder, when did we decide we were too old for those classic outdoor games? Don't know. These days, my time is spent outdoors mucking around, still in the soil, but as I tend to garden, I find it so satisfying. This idea of cold dirt on my hands as I dig and plant and weed, it brings me all kinds of joy. I love to imagine, you know, this idea of new possibilities, both for myself and my flower beds. The thing that I like so much about the women profiled here in the Grow section is they have stepped into the sunlight. And even though it might have been uncomfortable to do so, and even when someone or some people might be slinging mud their way, but nevertheless, they continue to inspire with their stories of becoming the strong women they are today, despite the detours they took to get there. So now I'd like to do a spotlight on Kim Furlong. She's a dynamic leader with political acumen. She offers a unique combination of government, corporate, and trade association experience. You might remember she's CEO of CVCA. She's a spokesperson for Canadian private capital and advocates for the best investment policy environment. Prior to this role, she oversaw external affairs for Amgen Canada. So I love, you'll have to check out her profile, page 74, 75. So fun. Her picture in particular as a young child is absolutely adorable and includes really fun bangs and a bow tie. So here is Kim's story in her own words. "I make friends laugh when I first tell them I'm a bit shy. But anyone who spends time with me knows that. While I'm outgoing and love people, my shyness is real. And while very few can sense it, I still, at times, have to talk to myself before a public or networking event, telling myself to shake it off and just do it. The first part of success is just showing up. Isn't that so true, how we have to have that positive self-talk, whether we're shy or not, but to really kind of keep things in perspective and keep ourselves moving forward? I love that little practical piece of advice that Kim shares. And she continues, I grew up on the Gaspé coast of Quebec, raised by parents who were both entrepreneurs. I believe the woman I am today was created by the environment I grew up in. My parents told me that education was the key to my success, gave me room to make mistakes with no expectation of who I should be but myself, and worked extremely hard, teaching by example. Intelligence is often measured as book smart versus street smart. I believe I am both, and that I owe to my folks. I worked in my parents' restaurant from the age of 9 until I was in graduate school. I worked long hours. I worked hard. So much so that nothing since has ever been so physically testing. And any time I think I'm tired, I go back to those summer days when my friends were on a beach and I was waiting tables and remind myself of how lucky I am. I am lucky because of the work ethic that was gifted to me then. I'm lucky because I have a deep appreciation for my success. I can still hear my dad, Raymond, say to me, you have to go to school and you have to go all the way. And I did that. I'm also lucky because I was privy to failure early in my life. Running a business means taking risks, and every member of my family was a contributing player to the restaurant's success and a witness to the trials and tribulations, bankruptcy, starting anew, and finding ways to make things work. Over the years, with every big question, with every risk I had to take, it all came down to one simple question. What's the worst that can happen? Resourcefulness is the answer. There's always someone willing to help or teach you, and you simply have to ask. So Valerie Fox, here is her story from the Fearless book in her own words. This first picture is from when I was a little girl. And in the second, I'm in my 40s and on skates. The second was taken by a news photographer in a Michigan town my husband and I were visiting. We were surprised to see it in the local paper the next day. Certainly, my husband was a much better skater, but I got the photo op. Go figure. I was a middle child and the oldest girl of three children, growing up in the 1960s in New York. I remember being happy, boisterous, and constantly stepping out of the lines my mother drew for me. She hoped I would be a frilly, girly type who enjoyed dressing up in patent leather shoes. But that wasn't me. Like a typical middle child, I tended to vie for attention by competing with my older brother on the academic side and competing with my younger sister by being creatively adventurous and precocious. There are likely better ways to get noticed, but this behavior seemed to serve me as a child, carrying me first into adulthood and now as a senior and grandmother. The interesting result is that I tried all kinds of things, finding many I wasn't good at, until, to my delight, I found what I was good at. This was a useful method for someone who constantly felt like the odd man out. I was extremely tall throughout my childhood and grew to be 6'1". The teens can be a difficult time for many. For me, they created a major bump in the road where being normal and like everyone else mattered, and they shattered my confidence. I spent a large part of that time alone and unhappy. When I was 16, my mother did something amazing. She enrolled me in a summer program in an out-of-town university for art. She knew I needed to re-believe in myself, to draw outside the lines again. And she believed I would be able to do this by being in a new environment, one that was filled with people who could experiment with art and life. It was a huge turning point. I made many friends and explored many aspects of relationship building, art, and design. Much to my parents' chagrin, I came back braless and a vegetarian. But to their delight, I also came back happy and confident. Thinking about this, I see the budding entrepreneur failing lots of times, but picking myself up and trying again. I guess I could have included a photo of myself at 65. However, I don't skate now on real skates, just metaphorical ones, zigzagging through the bumps and constantly moving forward. Ah, weren't those two gorgeous stories we're hearing from childhood dreamers who become fearless women? These are their stories in their own words, stories of their passion, of their leadership, and their success. I'm talking about the Fearless book. And here we are with notable, extraordinary, unafraid women from Canada and around the world. I've asked them to look back at the moments in their youth that set them on their path to leadership. Fearless, girls with dreams, women with vision. This is a powerful and necessary celebration of women taking risks, facing down fears, and blazing a trail. Thank you so much for supporting the Fearless book and also for listening to the Fearless Women podcast. I'm Janice McDonald. Stay fearless. Thanks for listening. We want our community to grow. Tell your friends, follow us on Instagram, and sign up for our newsletter at fearlesswomenpodcast.com to get the early scoop. Thanks again to our amazing sponsors, BDC, Lockheed Martin, and Export Development Canada. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts or in your favorite app. And if you like what you hear, give us a 5-star rating. I'm Janice McDonald. Stay fearless. Thank you to Export Development Canada, the international risk experts, for your support of the Fearless Women podcast. Supporting Canadian companies of all sizes succeed on the world stage, EDC takes your worries away and helps you grow your business with confidence. When your business has no borders, neither does your potential. Find out more at edc.ca/women in trade. Thank you to BDC, the bank devoted exclusively to entrepreneurs, for your support of the Fearless Women podcast. We love smart companies that want to amplify women's voices. For more information, go to bdc.ca/women.